brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. Lindsey Williams coming up in the next segment to give us an update on his predictions and other developments. Then Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us. Get into the latest on Obama. Representative Matt Shea will be joining us about more and more states to declare sovereignty against the New World Order here in the United States. So that is coming up, and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. And I want to give first-time callers a chance today, so please, only first-time callers. I won't get too mad at you if you call in with some vital information, but I really want to give folks a chance to get in on the lines. U.S. taxpayers risk $9.7 trillion on bailouts as Senate votes. The stimulus package the U.S. Congress is completing would raise the government's commitment to solving the financial crisis, which the banks engineered, I would add, to $9.7 trillion, enough to pay off more than 90% of the nation's home mortgages. Now, think about that. See, most of this money is going offshore. Only $1 trillion of this is supposedly a domestic stimulus, and most of that goes to cronies and corporations and corporate welfare, and more federal control and more unfunded mandates. So they give you a tiny amount, and most of it's unfunded. The Federal Reserve, Treasury Department, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation have lent or spent $3 trillion over the last 2 years and pledged to provide $5.7 trillion more if needed. The total already tapped has decreased about 1% since November, mostly because foreign central banks are using fewer dollars in currency exchange agreements called swaps. The Senate is to vote early this week on a stimulus package totaling at least $780 billion, they're talking about a trillion, that President Barack Obama says is needed to avert a deeper recession. That measure would need to be reconciled with the $819 billion plan the House approved last month. Now think about that. $9.7 trillion would pay off 90%+. Pay off more than 90% of the nation's home mortgages, according to Bloomberg, economist. They tell you the problem's the subprime mortgages. That is not the problem. It's only one sector of the derivatives bubble, the crap paper bubble, where they took the bad loans and packaged them as securities and sold them and sold them and sold them and then resold them. And there's all these other derivatives. The homes are actually a small sector in that. Now the credit card bubble's coming due. The corporate debt bubble's coming due. The commercial real estate bubble is beginning to implode. The condo rental bubble is beginning to implode. We haven't even entered the serious crises. I kept saying 500,000 jobs were lost. They're now saying 600,000 jobs are being lost a month. A month. That's more than 6 million jobs to be lost this year alone. Do the math. It's 7 million or more. And that's with cooked numbers. And Obama's going to spend $1 trillion and then pay interest on it, so it's really $3 trillion, to the banks. So the private Federal Reserve gives the money and won't say where it went, but they admit to banks. Then the government borrows the money back from them to, quote, create or save, that's a little spin there, 3 million jobs over the next 4 years, when we're going to lose over 7 million jobs. And these are paid for with tax money. And now they admit the police are writing more tickets than ever. They're running more checkpoints than ever. They're erecting all sorts of new state taxes all over the place. Right here in Texas, they've created 4 or 5 new taxes I know of as a business owner. New taxing authorities popping up, franchise taxes, business taxes, basically state income tax on producers. New York's passed 80-something new taxes on everything you can imagine in the first month of this year. All these other states are passing taxes, squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing and squeezing. We'll come back, talk to Lindsey Williams, get into more economic news, and take your phone calls. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWars.com resistance. This is the tip of the spear.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up, all these world leaders and top economists are saying there's going to be rioting and war in the streets worldwide. They're trying to introduce that idea to scare the public so the public goes along with troops on the streets. Over a decade ago, we made films telling you they were going to do this. This is how they do it in every other nation. Also, I've got just incredible police state news. 16 illegals sue Arizona rancher. An Arizona man who's waged a 10-year campaign to stop a flood of illegal immigrants from crossing his property is being sued by 16 Mexican nationals who accused him of conspiring to violate their civil rights when he stopped them at gunpoint on his ranch on the U.S.-Mexico border. And they've burned down things. They've attacked things, you know, different groups. Roger Barnett, we've interviewed him years ago, we're going to get him back on, began rounding up illegal aliens in 98, turning them over to the U.S. Border Patrol, he said, after they destroyed his property, killed his calves, and broke into his home. I mean, every few weeks I read where in Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, where it'll say 14 homes were burned last night in arson, and it comes out that it was illegal aliens. By the way, my dad for Christmas gave me a famous documents book. I meant to bring it in today. I hadn't opened it since he gave it to me at Christmas. It's got the Declaration of Independence and the Louisiana Purchase and, you know, just hundreds of famous documents in it and little write-ups by each one. And I saw the famous telegram by the German chancellor that got intercepted by British intelligence where he was ordering the Mexican government to attack the United States. And they did attack in the plan of San Diego in one town, killed 23 people in one night. And that's why we went into World War I. It was not the sinking of the Lusitania. And here's this mainline history book admitting it. But I tell people about this, and they just don't, they don't believe it. They don't know about history. Why we got into World War I was because Mexico launched a sneak attack with German funding. Why Germany, when Spain fell, took over Mexico, and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire ran it for 40 years. They would send their princes, and they would have crown princes of the German royal family running it, which is, of course, cousins to the Queen of England, who are cousins to the Queen of the Netherlands. See, it never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It never ends, all the connections. The more you study history, the more you know. So we've got that coming up. Also, property seizures seen as piracy. I'm always talking about this. Louisiana, Texas, but now the whole country's bad with asset forfeiture seizure. No drugs, nothing found illegal. They'll even steal your car. The Dallas police were caught with tens of thousands of people planting fake cocaine in their cars to steal them. Officers even took them for themselves. That's been all over Dallas news. But this is two-decade-old state law that grants authorities the power. What about servants, the power? Why do they call them authorities? To seize property using criminals is wielded by some agencies against people who never are even charged, much less convicted of criminal activity. And it says that in one town alone, in 2006-2008, 140 motorists were robbed at gunpoint by police. They just say, give us the watch, give us the wallet. That's like Mexico. I was talking to one of my friends who took his fiance, what city down on the coast of Mexico. That's why I'll never be going back. It is like this now. Just a couple hours away from Texas, fly down there for $200, $100. You know, get some sun, go swimming in the Caribbean. Can't do it. Because now, before they would keep the Mexican police, the federales and troops, from coming into the resorts and shaking you down. But a few years ago, I went down there to see some pyramids, and they stopped the tour bus, and they had to pay off army soldiers with machine guns at a checkpoint. And the guy came back on the bus and said, can I have tips? I had to pay him $100 to let us keep driving. This was a big tour bus. They were stopping every tour bus. I saw them stopping others. Well, now that's how America is. The government is so corrupt and so evil, folks. This is happening all over the place. Okay? Houston, Dallas, Tulia, Texas. They arrested 56 black people, no drugs, no criminal record, and put them in the local prison. They were convicted and put in the prison, and it came out it was all staged. This is how bad it is. All right, I'm going to shut up about this and get into it later. But the stack just continues with police state news. The government is bankrupt. We're becoming just like Mexico or North Korea. All right, for the rest of the hour, we have Lindsey Williams with us. We're going to open the phones up for him. Lindsey Williams, 3 months before gas prices began plunging precipitously, they were up at $147, $149 a barrel. Some places it had $150 in oil futures, but that was the height. He predicted exactly $150 a barrel oil within 6 months. It happened within 4 months of him saying it, within 3 months of him saying it. Three and a half, to be technical. He'd even privately told Dr. Stan Monteith a month and a half before he went public that this was going to happen, and Monteith's on record. But then he, months before it unfolded, went public here on this show. No one could have believed it. And that's because he was a chaplain for several years working on one of the slopes of Alaska oil where they found these giant mega finds as big as Saudi Arabia, and they were tapped off and sealed, and that's now come out in Congress. That, too, has been confirmed. So it's so important, the information he has. I thought we'd have him back on to go back over that threatening conversation he got where they said, pull your old video about how we rigged the price of oil and about how there's actually plenty of oil. And I think it's good for you to leave the country or something bad's going to happen to you and your family, but you are allowed to tell the public that we're going to do this. So the bigger question for him, why does he think he was told all this? Pastor Lindsey Williams, it's great to have you back on with us.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me to be on InfoWars this morning at a time when the price of crude oil has remained below $50 a barrel, exactly as I was told by one of the individuals who knows everything that goes on behind closed doors with the elite. And I had the privilege of breaking this information on July the 28th, back on your program, and now it's taking place exactly like they said, because last week, OPEC financial oil ministers met, and afterwards they came out with a statement that my goodness, it almost sent cold chills up and down my spine because I'm seeing everything that the elite told me 6 months ago was going to take place exactly as they said. OPEC financial oil ministers said within the past 4 months, OPEC oil-producing countries have lost $2.5 trillion. Now, folks, please, I beg of you, this is not billion. They said $2.5 trillion has been lost by OPEC oil-producing ministers.
And Lindsey Williams, let's explain. You said in July that it was going to drop from 147 when you made the announcement. It had been as high as 149 to below 50. That happened exactly as you said. They told you why they were doing this, to implode the world financial system so the bankers can criminally consolidate. They want a fire sale, and exactly what you said is now all over the news. The Saudis and other big oil producers were leveraged. They were in derivatives, just like the general public, and now they're in crisis losing trillions.
They had it planned a year and a half, I know at least 6 months in advance. The elite of the world had every bit of this planned. You know, Alex, please let me punctuate to every person in your listening audience today. Folks, believe everything you are hearing Alex Jones say on his show every single day. I had the privilege of living with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I won't go into that story this morning. You'll hear it some other place if you'd like. But please, everything Alex is saying is true. And then this individual said to me, and Alex, you'll remember me telling this on your show on July the 28th, I said, why are you doing this? And this individual, whom I had not seen for 25 years, but he called me on the carpet, and he said, Chaplain Williams, we're doing this for the purpose of bankrupting the OPEC oil countries. And everybody said, no way in this world. That cannot possibly happen. Now, OPEC is no longer buying the T-bills issued by the Treasury of the United States of America. As of last week, they aren't showing up anymore because they have lost 3/4 of their income in 4 months' time. And now, Alex, the punchline. Oh, my goodness. The Federal Reserve announced last week for the first time in the history of the United States of America that the Federal Reserve, which is no more an agency of the federal government than Federal Express is, they said for the first time in history, we are going to begin buying T-bills. When I heard that, Alex, I was so startled. The average American thought, oh, my gracious, what difference does this make? It makes all the difference in the world. Because now the OPEC oil-producing countries of the world lost 3/4 of their income. They can't meet their own budgets. They aren't showing up to buy our T-bills, which pay off the interest on the national debt. And the Federal Reserve, for the first time in history, is having to try to save face for the American dollar by purchasing T-bills for the first time as of last week. Alex.
With fiat money that is extracted from us in taxes, that's the only value. So they're actually taking over the entire market, the buying and selling themselves. We get left holding the bill. This is unbelievable. And for those that don't understand, a lot of people are giggling, going, good, let's screw the Arabs, let's screw Venezuela. No, ladies and gentlemen, this is meant to implode the United States, and that's the main target, and that's exactly what they told you. This is going to wreck the United States.
9 months, 12 months from now, maximum 1 year from now, you are going to see a total collapse of the American dollar. Now, let me go into one or two other things I've never given on your show before, Alex, but I suspected this, and when this individual told me, here it's coming to pass. Put this down. Tax shortfall. All right, let's go to the gas pump. Gasoline was $4 to $5 a gallon. Now gasoline is $1.50 to $2 a gallon. Do you realize that the federal government and every state in the United States of America has lost 3/4 of its tax revenue?
Because only the income tax goes to the Federal Reserve. It's the other taxes that actually run the government.
Yes, and here the tax shortfall of 3/4. Now, usually taxes don't show up for 3 or 4 months because it takes that long for the states to get them in, to calculate them, put them on the books. And now you've got about 30 more days before this 3/4 tax shortfall shows up in the state ledgers and the federal government. Alex, we have got one of the most catastrophic revelations coming to the American people.
Stay there. Stay there, Lindsey Williams. Lindsey Williams, stay there. What's going to happen when they're doing record spending but don't have the tax receipts? National sales tax, satellite tracker boxes in all cars to tax you. nationalization of major companies. Lindsay Williams is our guest. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
And it burns. All right, let's go ahead and go back to Lindsay Williams. Okay, Lindsay, so gas receipts are way down. This domino effect continues, but the government is spending at record pace, stealing most of the money to the offshore banks, who then loan the money right back to us at interest. Please continue.
Big oil-producing countries have lost three-fourths of their income in 4 months' time. $2.5 trillion has already been lost. Now we go to the gas pump in the United States of America. We've gone from $4 to $5 a gallon. to $1.50 a gallon. 30 days from now, the chickens are coming home to roost, Alex, and it is going to be so devastating. You think California, Michigan, other states are in trouble right now. You haven't seen anything until their ledgers show three-fourths of their income from the gas pump falling in the past 4 months' time. Now, this means roads, construction, maintenance, bridges, all of those things you ride on back and forth to work and take a trip on, the highways. They've lost three-fourths of their tax shortfall for three-fourths of their income in 4 months' time. I mean, Alex, this is going to be so devastating to the American economy. You think that the housing problem was great. You think the banking problem is great. Just wait till the states begin declaring bankruptcy. Now, this is not only the states. It's the federal government as well as the states. Alex, how do I say it to try to get people to understand that everything that the elite told me back in June, and I broke the story on your program in July, everything these people said has taken place exactly as I was told by one of them that it's going to happen. Therefore, you can expect everything else that they have planned for the future to take place exactly the same way, just like you tell it on your program, Alex.
It's just mind-boggling. And I mean, Lindsay, you laid all this out, and exactly what you said came to pass. I watched the clip in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and the extras, where Daniel Estulin says, I talked to two Bilderberg Group members that are our moles. This is 2006. We're in the bar. I'm interviewing him. And he's talking to Jim Tucker, and Jim's saying, okay, what do your sources say? And they said, well, they're going to pop the subprime mortgage to sucker everybody in to cause a global meltdown. But first, they're going to run fuel prices up to 150 to get everybody back into the stock market. And that was in 2006, and that happened just as he said. Because he was tied into the elite, you were tied into the top of the pyramid, and they really run things.
Dubai, beautiful five-star city. Never been a city built like it on the face of the earth. The tallest skyscraper ever in the history of the world. Here it is. Last week I was on the phone. Well, naturally, because of rubbing shoulders with these people over the past 30, 35 years, I come across many people and keep in touch with them. An individual said to me, he said, Chaplain, I have the concrete contract for the country of Dubai. He said they just canceled the concrete contract that they have with us with American Concrete Company to provide them the concrete for Dubai. He said the city is shut down. Now, Alex, do you remember back on July the 28th, one of the things I asked this individual who had called me, I said, what is going to happen to the Arab countries? He said, well, first of all, they're going into bankruptcy. I said, now, let me pin one of them down. That's the city of Dubai, that beautiful, new five-star city. I said, what's going to happen to it? He said, it's going to become a ghost town. Alex, it has happened exactly like this individual told it. They had it planned months in advance, and now as of last week, the country of Dubai has canceled its concrete contract with an American concrete company because they no longer have the funds to continue building on that beautiful five-star city. And
well, listen, take New York. All these big skyscrapers are building there. They've just stopped building them.
For sure. All right. Now, may I give a solution on your program today?
Sure.
Now, I mean, I'm not joking with you. This is not hearsay. I'm going to tell you where to go and get it. The United States Geological Service just issued this report the other day, and it was read before Congress by the Montana congressman. And, folks, I'm not joking with you now. There positively is a solution to everything that we've just talked about in the way of the falling gas prices, in the shortfalls, the Federal Reserve buying T-bills. We can do everything we need to do from our own soil because the U.S. Geological Service just issued western two-thirds of North Dakota, western South Dakota, extreme eastern Montana. You ready to write it down? I hope you have a pencil. Please, this down. The Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N.
All right, stay there. We'll come back, Lindsay, and get specifically into this, and then take phone calls for Lindsay Williams, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're always live here, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today. They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown. Another ragtag band declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down on a bloody war.
For liberty.
For liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today.
Now is the time to reach out to your friends, your neighbors, your family in the spirit of 1776. The globalists are making their move to create a worldwide depression out of that crisis, create a worldwide bank that you will pay your carbon taxes to. We told you this for more than a decade. Now they've openly announced exactly what we said they would. We know their plan. We know their operation. And we're here talking about it and covering it and trying to warn the people every day. Before we go back to Lindsey Williams, I want to encourage you to visit Infowars.com, the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart, and to not procrastinate, to get my films in high-quality DVD and the other films we carry, like Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 3, Eye of the Phoenix, Secrets of the Dollar Bill, just out, and we're discounting it out of the gates. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terrorism, Fabled Enemies, Truth Rising, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed, My Police State Trilogy. It's all discounted. It's all available right now at Infowars.com. Information is the key. And if people have knowledge, they will not be easily enslaved or perish. The people perish for lack of knowledge. So, again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. You can also write to us to get the books and films at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And today is the last day. We do a yearly special every year. I frankly just forgot about it. We're still running the special this month. Last month, it was supposed to end in early January. So today's the last day to get 5+ months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And coming up in 25 minutes, we'll be simulcasting the last 2 hours live at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers out there, and I want to thank them for their support. Going back to Lindsey Williams, okay, continue with the idea of the solution, one of the solution ideas you had, Lindsey.
There is no shortage of crude oil whatsoever. The only shortage is honesty in Washington, D.C., and we could solve the tax shortfalls, we could solve the financial, we could pay off one half approximately of the national debt. And here it is, right from the U.S. Geological Service, is called the Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N, is the largest domestic oil discovery since Alaska's Prudhoe Bay. The Energy Information Administration, EIA, estimates it at 503 billion barrels of known oil on America's own soil in the north central part of the United States of America, a one at $107 a barrel. If only 10% of the known oil that they have found there is recovered, we're looking at a resource base worth more than $5.3 trillion. Alex, that's almost one half of the entire national debt. And Terry Johnson, the Montana legislative financial analyst, gave this to his congressman, and he read it before the Congress of the United States of America. It's in the congressional record. And he said, when I first briefed the legislators on this, you could practically see their jaws hit the floor. And they've done nothing about it. We could pay off one half of the national debt. We could solve the tax shortfalls. We could bring to America everything that they need from our own soil, from our own reserve. The Bakken, it's 8 times as much oil as Saudi Arabia, 18 times as much oil as Iraq, 21 times as much oil as Kuwait, 22 times as much oil as Iran, 500 times as much oil as Yemen. But, Alex, the startling part, the part that, oh, my goodness, I consider it a privilege to be able to give it to your listeners today. Within a matter of days after this was read before the Congress of the United States of America by the Montana legislator, the Congress took action to pass a bill, to attempt to pass a bill, to say no drilling in that area whatsoever. Alex, we have been so betrayed in Washington, D.C. Everything you've said on your program is true.
Well, we know by design that they, quote, want to get the economy moving, but they're hoarding all the money. The government going in and borrowing it, you know, they take our tax money, give it to the banks, and the government borrows it back from the very banks. And so that ensures that there's no liquidity out there. They want there to be no liquidity. They want the economy to stand still so it implodes so they can consolidate it. And they also know that the petrodollar was the only thing keeping things going, so they're now killing that. This is a master plan. What do they plan to get out of this? I mean, obviously things are going to implode. Any info from your inside source about how long they're going to keep the price down, how bad it's going to get, what it's going to look like as these states go bankrupt? You know, the globalists always have a solution to the crisis they create.
Yes, he told me exactly how long the price of crude oil was going to stay down here and the price of the gas. But folks, enjoy filling up that SUV for at least, okay, here it is. He said the price of crude oil is going to stay below $50 a barrel for a lengthy period of time. And I gathered from what he said, for a year to a year and a half, the price is going to stay down here until they fulfill everything that they want in the bankruptcy of the oil-producing countries of the world, doing exactly what they want to do with the American economy. Okay, here are my predictions. Watch it now. First of all, at Christmas time, you saw deflation, 50-75%. Price drop. That's deflation. Within 9 months, maximum 1 year, you are going to see hyperinflation because the countries of the world get the message that the Federal Reserve is buying our T-bills, which pays the interest on the national debt. They don't buy them anymore and use them as reserve currency. And as a result, you are going to see the American dollar totally collapse. Secondly, you are going to see tax shortfalls that are going to be so phenomenal. 3/4 already of the tax income at the pump for the federal and the state government is gone. It's going to stay there for a year to a year and a half. 9 to 12 months from now, and here it is, based on what this gentleman told me, the man who called me and said everything that goes on behind closed doors, he knows what it is. 9 to 12 months from now, you are going to see a total collapse of the American dollar, Alex.
We've actually got a lot of IMF and World Bank people in the news today saying the dollar is going to collapse. Now, meanwhile, with those fiat dollars, the federal government's going to, quote, save the states with cash infusions. But with that will come total federalization of the states. And then if the states try to say no to national drafts and checkpoints and martial law and gun confiscation, the feds are planning to use NORTHCOM and the U.S. military, this is all in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, to physically take over the states. So states like New Hampshire are introducing bills like HCR 6, and this has got a good chance of passing. It says that they will basically pull out and declare sovereignty and are ordering the state police to resist and not follow federal orders if Article 1, establishing martial law, I'm reading from the bill here, establishing martial law or state emergency within one of the states comprising the United States of America without the consent of the legislature of that state. This is Civil War level, folks. Article 2, requiring involuntary servitude or government service other than a draft during a declared war or pursuant to or administrative to incarceration at due process of law. Article 3, requiring involuntary servitude or governmental service of persons under the age of 18 other than pursuant to or administrative to incarceration under due process of law. And by the way, they are now openly in the White House announcing the compulsory service, and they're running TV ads. Surrendering any power delegated or not delegated to any corporation or foreign government. That's what's happening. All our power is being handed over. Any act regarding religion, further limitations of freedom of speech, or further limitations on freedom of the press. Article 6, further infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, including prohibitions on the type of quantity of arms and ammunition, and that should any act of Congress become law or executive order, judicial order, be put into force, all powers previously delegated to the United States of America by the Constitution, the United States shall revert to the several states individually. And that's the Tenth Amendment. Any further government of the United States of America shall require ratification of 3/4 of the states seeking to form a government of the United States of America and shall not be binding upon any state seeking to form such a government. So they're talking about pulling out of the unions, what that means. And similar legislation is introduced now in 10 states. It was 7. It's now 10. Lindsey Williams, the feds have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, NORTHCOM, all talking about taking over states. They know this is one of our key escape valves. Again, this is not the states wanting to bring down the republic. This is offshore corporations bringing down the republic using the wicked doppelganger of the new corporate state in Washington that's a fraud to bring in international tyranny. Lindsey Williams.
What do the elite have to gain by this? You asked me that question a moment ago. Let me try to answer. Let's just take, for instance, the banking. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, all of these. They were banks that operated on their own. Now, they're broke. They've had to go back to the Treasury of the United States of America over and over and over and over again for injections of funds. As a result, they basically have nationalized them. So what are they going to have? Number one, they will own the banking institutions of the United States of America. Secondly, real estate. You're 3 months behind on your mortgage payment. They come in and say, okay, you've been paying on that mortgage for 20 years' time. They repossess the house. Do they give you anything back? No. You've given them 20 years of you paying on that mortgage payment if you've paid for it that long. What do they give you? Nothing. So what did they get that house for? Nothing but a computer entry. It wasn't even a piece of paper.
And let me just add, they're also talking about if they'll let you keep your house, but you've got to voluntarily work as a slave in one of their programs, environmental land grabbing, gun grabbing. And of course, it is involuntary servitude because they're saying, do this or we'll take your house. Go ahead.
So what do they have to gain? First of all, they'll own all the banking institutions. They already do. Secondly, they'll own the majority of the real estate of the United States of America. Now, let's go down to mom and pop businesses. They take and choose. They pick and choose what they want. If they see one is successful, they merely buy it up out of the treasury with so-called your tax money, which will never be paid by your great-great-great-grandchildren. And so they'll own the majority of the mom-and-pop tax businesses of the businesses of America. Now, what do they have to gain by doing what this individual told me back in June they were going to do? They have everything to gain by. They will own the majority of everything in the United States of America. And what did they get? The airlines and the railroads and the real estate and the banks for? They got it for nothing but a computer entry, and it is all to their advantage to do everything they're doing. Alex, you know, on a one-hour program, I can't even skim the surface. I mean, barely touch it. I don't know how to say this except to say, folks, I am so startled that all of this is taking place identically the way this individual told me. I have just finished preparing this week. This is the first week that both of them will go out. Two new, what I call emergency updates. One is an hour and 30 minutes long. The other is 30 minutes long. I plead with you. Let me give you all of the background. Let me try to explain to you the Baltic Dry Index and how it's plunged 93%. Do you even know what the Baltic Dry Index is? Did you happen to read the Dow Jones Newswire as to what's happening to Saudi Arabia? Do you have the slightest idea as to how much taxes there is on a gallon of gasoline? I mean, do you want the intricate in detail details of everything that they're doing, what they're going to
do? No, it's amazing information. It's amazing information. Give folks the number to call and get it.
The number is 800-321-2900. Emergency update. Two new presentations just prepared this week going out for the first time. If you want to get the 1 hour and 30 minutes, 1 30-minute hour long, 800-321-2900. Ask them and they'll give you all the details.
Okay, I want to go to some calls. We'll plug that again before you leave. If anybody missed it, we'll keep you 5 minutes in the next hour if you can do it before Dr. Joram Corsi joins us. Specifically here, during this crisis, during an implosion of society, when people are having to survive, they're not going to get too upset, at least on the surface, if they take over the old internet, convert it to Internet 2, and shut down most of the sites. They're not going to mind if a new war gets started. They're not going to mind as much if there's troops on the streets because there's rioting. Again, what has Rahm Emanuel been saying? We can't let this crisis go to waste, the White House Chief of Staff. We have their own documents. They are engineering this. Obama's just a puppet. All these poor people that thought he was the answer to George Bush, not knowing that it's a tag team, not knowing these are just front men. What are they going to do as they learn that all that's being given to them is doom?
Well, first of all, Alex, I lived with these people for 3 years. And there's one thing that I found out that they are scared to death of. And they must do something quick because so many Americans are waking up. There's only one thing I found that bothered them, and that is the masses of Americans waking up. And it's because of shows like the Alex Jones Show that they are waking up in mass. They must stop that before it goes any further than what it is right now. So whatever they have to do to accelerate their program, and this is the reason I produced these two emergency updates along with my Engine on Crisis DVD and so on, I have two DVDs and two CDs now. And the reason for this is because I feel that they have accelerated their program so rapidly because of so many Americans waking up through programs like yours, the Internet, and other things. They must do something right now.
No, I agree. They want to shut down the viral networking we're doing where we're connecting and exponentially growing. I think they're going to claim some terror attack on the web or something very, very soon, that their newspapers are imploding, their whole fraudulent system is being exposed. I agree. That's why I said people have hard copies of my films, have hard copies of Lindsey Williams' presentations, because we may have to go back. What brought down the Russians was fax machines, people the interfax, literally old-fashioned printing presses, photocopiers to get information out. We have to go low-tech and high-tech. Is that what you're saying, Lindsey?
Yes, we do. And we have to do exactly what you're doing, Alex. And you're right. You need hard copy in your hand. For instance, the other day, my son, he said, Daddy, let's go to YouTube and see what your DVDs are doing up there. You know, I check on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars from time to time. I couldn't believe it. This has never happened before. As of last week, and I say this very modestly and to the glory of God, because Lindsey Williams, I put on my britches just like you do every morning, Alex. Lindsey Williams, just ordinary everyday guy that by the providence of God met these people. And on YouTube, They've got under my latest DVD, Extreme. That means that there's so many hits on that DVD that they can't even handle them all. Now, that's because the American people are waking up because of programs like yours, Alex, and it is scaring the elite to death.
Absolutely, Lindsay. You're absolutely on target. I don't think they're going to get away with it. You know, they've set up this global system. They need a global crisis to bring in their, quote, global solution. But everybody's learning that it was the very same people saying they're our saviors that engineered all of this. So, and they're having the National Security Council take over the whole government and the federal agencies and admitting that Congress will have no authority over government. I mean, what if the military says no to all of this? What if they don't go along with this tyranny?
Well, they aren't going along too well. If you hear on my latest DVD, it was saying about what happened at Walmart the day after the election. And if you realize what's happened in the gun stores around America, they've literally wiped them clean. I mean, when you look at the hardcore facts of everything that's taking place in America, Americans are waking up. And thank the Lord they are.
Amen. Stay there. We'll come back and take calls for Lindsay Williams. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of life.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and actor out alone. Riders on the storm.
Gonna take your phone calls for Lindsay Williams in this segment and the next.
There's a killer.
We're gonna go live at 8 after with Dr. Jerome Corsi, the latest on Obama. and take your phone calls in as well. Let your children play. Walter in Mass, you are on the air. Welcome.
How's it going?
Well, we're watching the New World Order in its total global takeover with using economic warfare and then backing it up with military force through NORTHCOM.
Yeah, I understand fully. It was because of friends like GirlOnTop.com, Karen DiBiase told me. I understood right off the bat, totally. And I got on my horse, and I ran and rode that horse and told everybody, emails, faxes, by word of mouth, you name it, I did it.
Well, good. What's going on? Do you have a question for our guest?
Sure. Since you're talking about money, how's the governor of Massachusetts getting away trying to steal tax money from New Hampshire? That's against the Constitution.
Oh, my gracious, we're going to see some things with this tax shortfall of 3/4 from the gas pump. Governors and heads of state and even in the federal government are going to become so desperate in the next 30 days. Now, watch this. This is a prediction based on what this individual told me that I wrote the story on Alex Shoback on July the 28th. You are going to see tax shortfalls that are so great until the federal and state, within the next 30 days, when their ledgers show it, are going to become desperate.
Well, like Alex Jones said, there's no deficits. I seen the financial report video. It was, 10 to 20
but
billion.
But see, that
surplus.
Money was taken offshore. Then they ran the derivative scam to claim it was all destroyed, but they kept it. While it still had value, they fenced it into real infrastructure and commodities. Thank you, Walter. Kyle in Mass, another caller from Mass. Go ahead, Kyle.
This is Kyle from Oregon, sir.
Okay, well, it says Mass on my screen. Sorry about that.
Go ahead. No problem. Thanks for all your information about Gardasil. I've been trying to tell my girlfriend about it forever, but she's on her last shot, and it's just really scary hearing all this new stuff come out. But
you can show her CBS News showing it's killing people.
I'm going to, but she's pretty compartmentalized. She works for SIGA, who makes ST-246, the smallpox vaccine. So she's pretty into the eugenics, but she doesn't really know it yet, you know. But anyways, I wanted to talk about to your guest, Lindsay Williams. Thanks for all the great information. You've been so consistent forever. Where do you see the college bubble going? Because I heard Gerald Celente talk about this once a couple weeks ago, and no one else has really touched it but the college bubble.
You're speaking of college, the number of students in college.
People
correct?
Not being able to pay for their college, people not being able to get mm-hmm. jobs when they get out of college.
When they take out $50,000 loans. Sorry.
Yeah, you'll see colleges shutting down semesters very soon. When this tax shortfall comes to the states, it's going to so devastate everything in the states within the next 30 to 60 days until I'm really concerned about colleges in the future because they depend on taxes almost altogether except for what the students pay.
Yeah, this is the postmodern world. This is what the UN, the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve has said they want. Get everybody in debt, then destroy the entire global economy by restricting new currency. Same thing they did on a smaller scale back during the Great Depression. So we're going to come back in the final 5 minutes with Lindsay Williams. We'll take some more phone calls from George, Mike, and others. Stay with us. We'll be back in 70 seconds to start the third hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.